So Ken, I know we went back to school right before you came in here, right after you walked in earlier, because there's this Dr. Bill. I'll call him Dr. Bill. You know, just pretend he's a professor. What's his golden rule when it comes to life?
I think Dr. Bill's golden rule is that if you're 15 minutes early, you're on time.
Exactly. Otherwise, it might. Dr. Bill, and I'm Dr. Bill here, folks. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're already 15 minutes late, you know, and I'm not going into details on that because, you know, I'm just not that kind of guy, but it's a great segment to come back in. And we were talking about the board and listen,
Bill, I'm going to have to tell you something.
Here he goes.
He was actually with me. This is Bill Clinton. He was actually with me. So I'll ask that today you give him a little reprieve because I held him up.
I've gave Bill a lot of reprieves. Strike that.
Thank you, President Clinton. Yeah, I appreciate that support there. But
yeah, so it was funny. He walked right in at the moment. But now we are talking a little bit about the board of the whole, you know, Shore Medical System and so forth, and how you involved, and we want to talk a little bit more in detail about that.
Yeah, one of the things I love about healthcare and about rural healthcare is that you know, decisions are made locally. You know, and people know that and acknowledge that we're part of the University of Maryland. Keith mentions that during each break as my title as CEO. But I think what's important for our community to know is that while we are part of the University of Maryland, we have a local board. We've got a local board that's got 24 members, 22 of which are community members in our community. And there's only two from the University of Maryland. And the reason why they're on the board is to provide our board with education and insight about what's going on with Maryland. So it's that dynamic, that's local board with local community members from the five counties that we serve, that really help us make decisions and set the course for this organization moving forward. And even though we're part of the Maryland system, we have that local autonomy to do the things that we need to do locally. So that's why I love working here at Shore. That's why I love living in this community. And that's why I love working with our board and our community and our physicians, because the things that we're doing here locally matter. They matter to our neighbors, to our community, and we're making a difference here. So,
well, you know, I guess the issue, it's not even an issue. I think if you could get that board to, when they're making these decisions, and you and I have talked about this some, and we usually talk, you and I, but if you could have roundtables in the community setting where board members can really express, I mean, whether they're doctors, whether community members, whether nurses, whatever they may be sitting in that structure, you know, if I can relate to Patty, who might be my neighbor 4 miles up the road, and she sits on that board, that changes the whole dynamics, because once Patty tells me what's going on in my neck of the woods, then I can go out there and express that same thing to the public. And public perception is 90%. I think in hospitalization, it's 90% of the battle.
It is key. And that's one of the things we need to do a better job at.
And you're doing it. I've seen a big change in the last year or so. So when you talk about the future of our whole area here and where you hope to see it in 5 years. I know you're just at the beginning part of this transitional period and everything, and devising a plan to know where we're at. But what would some of the things you'd like to see as a CEO?
I would like to see, at the end of the day, when I'm at the grocery store or when I'm at the dentist or when I'm out in the community at public events, just like you, Billy, in your world, people come up to me and talk to me about their experience. They talk to me about their experience within the healthcare world. I can't hide it. It's everywhere I go. And what I would like to see every single day is that when patients do that, when our community does that with me or with any member of our team, that the answer that they get is that they got great quality care at our Shore Regional Health Facilities. And it's just important to me that's in Kent County and Chestertown, as it is to Queenstown, Caroline County, Talbot County, and Dorchester County. It's everywhere we serve and everything we do. I would love for our community to say, you know what, I got great care, and I'm coming back to you for your service. If we can achieve that, then we have achieved a successful future, no doubt.
Well, I'm probably going to give up one of my trade secrets, because ever since that new commercial came on television about all the different styles of bush beans, you know, the spicy beans, the natural beans, I go there because there's too much there, so everybody just keeps walking by because they don't see it, because you're focused on one bean, they're focused on all the bush beans, so that's what I do. So that's a secret. If you're ever in a grocery store, go to the bush beans, because there's so many that they can't focus on you.
I wasn't sure where you were going with beans and healthcare, but I'll let that one go.
That's true. That's that's dangerous too. Oh my! Oh, here we go. Hey, Ken, let's look over here. You know, we are here just having fun, and you know this humanizes people. You know, we have a great time every Wednesday morning, and I gotta say, you're gonna be welcome back anytime to sit down. You know, I know Wednesday mornings are a little bit of a conflict because of your business practice, but anytime we want to sit down and do this. This is an open door policy. I mean, it really is, because I think the more the citizens know, and the more they know who you are, and they've also seen that you've got a sensitive side and a humorous side today. You know, we have Bill Clinton stopped by. Can you imagine? You know, I mean, you can't beat that. So, but I think that's huge. I personally think that changes perception, and that moves the county forward, makes my job easier, because the one thing I do is get a lot of phone calls over the period of the last several years, but now I can start defending. You know, the last year I've been able to defend and say, listen, we may not agree on all things. It's no different than the school system. We may not agree on all things, but guess what? If you got the best show in the house, in house, we got to work with what it is, and we come to an agreement of some sort and work through it. So I think that's the best thing about you stopping here today and letting the citizens of Kent County know what's going on.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity, and I really would like to do this again. I think it's been great for me. It's been really helpful for us to get the message out. And as we evolve, you know, as our industry evolves at the national, state, and local levels, I'd like our community to know that we're really trying to focus hard on being the best we can be and thriving in the future, not just surviving, but thriving for our community and for our services.
What about the uncertainty of the future hospital in Easton? You know, what is going on? Just, you know, if there is anything going on, you know, I actually like the concept of moving perhaps a bigger hospital down in that area and doing something there.
I think when we look at what our future holds, and you look at a bunch of different factors, from the age of our existing facilities, the dollars that it costs to keep those facilities up and running, the competitive advantage or disadvantage that we need to have to keep our community using our services. I honestly foresee that in the near future, we're going to see a regional medical center as part of the five-county region. Personally speaking, I think that would be my goal, to provide our community with the first-class, state-of-the-art regional medical facility that supports the inpatient needs of our community. Whether or not that comes to fruition, there's a lot of people and processes and approvals that are needed to get us there. But I think that, you know, when you look at the whole comprehensive level of services that we provide, from screenings to ICU care and hospital care and all the post-discharge care, having a vibrant, well-equipped, state-of-the-art hospital system is part of what our future needs.
Well, I can tell you this, you'll have my support working to get quality, you know, and I understand that's what that means. You know, if that's the direction that the hospital system goes, I understand what we need here in Kent County would be the more of the quality of services. Just like we talked, the emergency wing, the women's care center. I mean, all these things are so great. And if you add one, two, three more of those products in Kent County, I think some of the other things you can go that 35-minute ride, if worst case scenario. But being able to handle the emergency side of it, to be able to send out and make you competitive in the marketplace. You know, you're competing. But knowing that Bill Short walks into your hospital, he's still getting the best care that could possibly be given, even if you have to be moved. That's part of it. You know, I have come to an understanding that's part of it. We are diversifying. We are becoming better at what we are.
And we want to be the best at everything we do. And that's our goal. And that's what we're trying to figure out now with our team. With our physicians, with our board, and really trying to set the tone for the future. And along those lines, Billy, as I go out into the community, as I talk to different groups about the changes in our industry and how we're trying to be proactive with addressing those changes, there's a lot of questions and a need for more information. So what we've done at Shore is to try to set up a website that can target people to one location to get as much information about what's going on in our industry and get information about how some of their questions can be answered about what's changing. That website is umshoreregional.org/changinghealthcare.
You know, and you can reach out to Jamie Williams, and this may have already happened, I'm not sure, and put that same link on our on our IT department's website for Kent County, because if they can hit that, because they're already one-stop shopping, and they can see what that hospital is and the communications with the hospital. I don't know if it's been, has it happened?
It's
has it happened with us? Well, guess what? It needs to. I think if we can get a link to that, we're having an economic development meeting in about 13 minutes. We have 1 minute left. I'll take that idea back if you guys want to work it out, because I think it's great for businesses, the hospital, the networking process of working together and having a link, you know, for somebody who's looking for that, while they're looking at Kent County to be a positive place to come live. You can't beat it.
I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to be here. I hope your listening audience is a little better informed today. And if you'll have me, I'd love to come back at some future point and keep you posted on where
I know who to talk to make that happen.
Sounds good, Billy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. We've got to wrap it up. And you are listening to The Town, FM 102.3, AM 1530, WCTR, Chestertown, Centerville.